Dive Travel, Dive Charter, call Diamond Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay, call Diamond Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305-919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, the host for today's show. We are on the air live with Christine Gosselin from the Holistic Healing Center out of North Miami Beach. And if you want to find out more information or hear some of the past shows that Christine has done with us, you can actually just Google Christine at Holistic Lifestyles Radio, or you can go on at the Holistic LifestylesRadio.com and go to our past archives. You can listen to all of the different shows. We've had people like Dr. Arthur Anderson on, talking about acupuncture and Chinese medicine and all types of different approaches, and several other modalities, and the people that have come on the air over the last several weeks, and of course, great messages every time we have them here. But it all started out 3-4 years ago, and before we went to break, we also, you know, heard Christine let people know that it's time to get engaged in your recovery. And when we talk about recovery, if you're recovering from diabetes, if you're recovering from, you know, maybe you just went through a particular heart surgery like past president did, or maybe there's some things going on in your life where you're recovering from, this is a way to get engaged in your health and your recovery of your health, or better yet, maybe to make sure you don't have to recover from anything in the future and you can be preventative, right, Christine?
That's right.
So that being said, well, let's talk about the beginning. It started 3-4 years ago, and you were with the center. And how did it all begin?
Well, you know, John always had the idea. I mean, he always had a holistic center. But as I mentioned earlier, we aligned ourselves with practitioners outside of the realm of G&G. Mm-hmm. But you know, there were conversations going on all the time about the possibility that we controlled that environment a little bit more by having our own center and being able to keep tabs more on the quality of the services that the clients were getting. And quite honestly, again, back to the idea of commitment, the reason that services got included in in treatment fees was because it was at times difficult for parents to understand why those services needed to be rendered to their family members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the attitude was, you know, why am I out here working hard, you know, and my, you know, give a name to it, brother, sister, husband, wife, whatever, is there, you know, getting massage and getting this and that. And we understood very well that this was needed, you know, that this is what these people needed in order to recover. But sometimes it was a stretch for the family members. And so the idea that we would include these services in the package of treatment and create a place for all those things to take place was basically how the Healing Center was born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wanted to control the quality of the treatments that they would receive and so forth. So that's basically how it was born. Those clients from G&G do receive those treatments in the Healing Center, those much-needed treatments,
mm-hmm.
and it's never an issue anymore because it's already built into the cost of treatment. So, you know, and of course there are things like they offer a pain track, which people obviously get more things associated with helping to do pain relief, and we're very successful with that, and, you know, helping them to learn how to do that life, to get them out of pain and to help them, those people that are never going to be out of pain completely, to help them to live a life without drugs
mm-hmm.
in order to manage that pain.
Well, and you bring up a great point, Christine, because here's the reality of pain. And over the years, I've been able to see the scope of individuals that might not have ever had an addiction issue, but something or some situation in their life occurred where they had an accident or something took place where they were injured. And through that injury, they never thought that they would have an addiction issue, but later on down the road, they're now addicted to opiates and all of the rest of the pills that the pill mills hand out.
Right, and exactly like we were talking about before. I mean, it's so prevalent now. I mean, I certainly hope this whole situation with Michael Jackson and everything brings this much more into the light. But, you know, just as well as I do, you know, that these things are being handed out. There's pain clinics on every corner now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are people, like you mentioned, who are legitimately in pain. They start out that way, whether it's something simple or something more complex. They're given pills, and these pills work. They work very well at taking pain away, at least initially, until the tolerance levels increase. And as you and I both know, eventually the pain is so great, whether spiritually, emotionally, or physically, that, you know, there's more intervention that's needed, like treatment, you know, the drug and alcohol treatment. And but... you know, this is what it is. Normies, as we call them, you know, who didn't have an addiction to a street drug or this or that, they simply had an accident or a situation, whether it was emotional pain or whatnot. They were prescribed medication, and before they knew it, their tolerance levels had increased, and before they knew it, they're out seeking in any way they can find it.
Correct. And it might start out with, you know, being able to have the cost factor covered by insurance or have the
exactly.
cost factor covered because they do have the financial ways and means, but prolonged abuse of those drugs.
And you bring up such a good point. How tragic is that, that insurance pays to get these people addicted on pain medications,
mm-hmm.
but we still struggle in this day and age to get holistic services covered. Alternative services that
amazing.
Are much more effective over the long term.
It's amazing.
They're not covered,
amazing.
You know?
Amazing. And I think that you bring, again, you know, another great point, because if you look at the services of, listen, let's just give the illness a pill, and sooner or later, what you're going to end up with is more damage. And let's look at the damage, because I want to tell you that, you know, the dependency of the drug is just one thing. Let's look at the liver damage.
Yeah.
Let's look at the emotional damage. Let's look at the family
in the body.
Oh, the toxic waste that is going through your body on a daily basis, unbelievable. But most importantly, let's look at the effect that we have on our family members. See, I was just watching something the other night on A&E intervention. And it was a guy that had, he had an addiction to not only opiates, but he also had addiction to believing that people that were sending him, they were sending him, "You just won $3 million on the internet," and he, like, was addicted to these things. Everybody was sending them to him, "Send us $300 and pay the taxes and the money's yours." Well, between his opiate addiction and the addiction to the internet, he literally lost everything. And here was, and here was a guy that owned his own business, had an excavation business that was huge where he was from, and literally over a time period lost his home. His uncle had to take over the house, and he actually, you know, let him live there free. I mean, these are the things that that take place when, you know, and here's a guy that didn't have an addiction issue. He didn't have an addiction issue. So what spun out of this whole thing was all of these chaotic situations and family members hurting and all of the rest of the stuff that takes place. I mean, it's amazing that we continue to treat the symptoms with a pill. And we expect it to be the same, that everything is going to be okay. Well, the doctor said I can, I should take this, so it's going to be okay. You know, we should start waking up to the fact that it's not okay. There are some other alternative ways that we need to approach looking at pain and looking at these issues without putting a pill in our mouth.
Well, and the great tragedy is that physicians are not given but a few hours in addiction. They have no, they're not taught this stuff. So even though they know theoretically that it can happen, I honestly don't think that they really understand the prevalence. They don't know how to handle those situations, and they're just simply not taught. And so out of ignorance, there's a huge, huge increase in addiction in this country. And, you know, obviously there are some unethical physicians, you know, that open these pain clinics that just basically you call them pill mills, that do that. But a lot of it is ignorance as well, you know, just simple ignorance.
Well, and you bring it to the, bring it back to what we had talked about originally. If you look at the cycle is you start out with all of those things, but when you end up like the guy I was just talking about, what happens is now you're going to what? You're going to a street drug. You're going, so you might start out with a situation where the doctor's writing you the script and you think everything's okay, but once you have that addiction and you start to get sick because maybe your insurance runs out or the doctor doesn't give it to you anymore, what are you going to do? You're going to go to wherever you need to go to get that.
Right.
You're going to find the ways and means, just like anybody else that has a substance abuse problem.
Right.
So the reality is, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to just say that, you know, and it doesn't have to be like that. The ending can be a happy one. And, you know, and it doesn't have to get to that extent. I mean, we certainly treat people who have gotten to that point and we bring them back, but it doesn't have to get to that point. You know, a person in pain can seek out other therapies. Like I mentioned, this woman that came to me last night, she had that prescription in her purse, but she was wise enough not to fill it. She said to me, she said, "You know, I just want to try these things first." And I applauded her for that, because that's what we need to do. We need to not look for the quick fix. We need to do these things. And you know what? Quite honestly, many of them are quick fixes. You know, we talked about, I have this one therapist who does a specific type of work for pain relief, and Chris Rutherford. And, you know, he's an amazing therapist. You can find relief in one session with him. Obviously, some of it depends on what the, you know, what the complexities of the condition are. But between that and Dr. Anderson with the acupuncture, I mean, we have amazing, amazing results, and the endings are happy ones. And we have those same endings for people who are, you know, even who have gotten to the point of full-blown addiction and are on their way back to recovery. And we help them live a life without using prescription drugs.
And for the person that's listening right now, if you're in a situation where you have a loved one or maybe yourself that has a pain issue, see, pain is a really bad situation when it comes down to, A, you have pain, well, B, you're sleep-deprived too. So there's so many other things that come out of it because you can't sleep. You don't have the you know, you're having pain, you're not on your game, you're always focused on your pain, And what happens in a lot of cases, and I want to go over this when we come back, Christine, is that a person might not necessarily be in pain, but their brain is telling them that they're in pain, and they
that pain cycle.
Yeah, and they continue to use, even though they might not necessarily be really in physical pain. So what we're going to do is when we come back after this message, of course, we're speaking with Christine Gosselin, and Christine Gosselin is with the Holistic Healing Center of North Miami Beach, founded by John Giordano 4 years ago, and they've been really helping a lot of people in the community here in South Florida, and you can reach them at 305-919-7877. You can also go to holistichealing.com to find out more information, and what we're going to do right now is go to our next break. And we'll come back with Christine and finalize the last part of the show. And thanks for being with us today, Christine. It's a great, great show.
If you suffer from sleeplessness, Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can help you through periods of unease and restlessness with Sound Meditation Therapy, designed to help you reach a state of relaxation and to achieve the rejuvenating effects of a good night's sleep. This personal audio device can give you the ability to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming, soothing distraction from disturbing thoughts and silences. Sound Pillow Therapy allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy can also be a powerful tool for relapse prevention in the addiction field, becoming what one therapist called a positive addiction, providing a healthy alternative to addictive behaviors. Sound Pillow Meditation Therapy provides new insights to recovering addicts about the source of their cravings, resentments, and fears. Let Sound Pillow Therapy become a daily recovery tool, regardless whether you're a newcomer or in long-term recovery. Sound Pillow can help the spirit and the mind to be centered. To have the peace of mind and the rest that leads to good mind, body, and spirit health, contact Sound Pillow today, toll free, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488, or go online to soundpillow.com. Again, that's soundpillow.com. To all divers, new or experienced, at Dive In Adventures, tranquility is only moments away. A one-of-a-kind experience is waiting for you at Dive In Adventures. Our dive operation focuses on providing you with a unique experience by customizing all of our PADI dive courses and dive travel adventures to meet your desires. At Dive In Adventures, we use quality equipment and carefully select knowledgeable dive instructors that will have you diving in with confidence. For an enlightening and tranquil dive tour of our enchanting ocean, call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303, or go online to diveinadventures.com for more information on private PADI courses, dive travel, dive charters, or even your own private dive guide. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303. Don't delay. Call Dive In Adventures today, 561-290-0303.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you suffering from pain or symptoms that traditional medical doctors are unable to treat or understand? At the Holistic Healing Center, we have the solution to these kinds of problems. Our professional staff will assess your symptoms and create a personal treatment plan to restore you to health and wellness. Treatment plans include acupuncture, massage therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, colon hydrotherapy, heavy metal testing, bionutritional therapy, and much, much more. To schedule a consultation or for more information, call 305 919-7877 or go to our website at holistichealing.com. At the Holistic Healing Center, we will restore you to optimal health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. Please don't wait. Call 305-919-7877.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're with Christine Gosselin from the Holistic Healing Center out of North Miami Beach. Christine, we welcome you to the show, and of course, most importantly, thank you for the last 45 minutes of education. I do want to make an announcement. If everything goes well with Christine this coming week, of course, she gets real busy and everything, but the next show we're going to do is a live call-in show, and that live call-in show is going to incorporate you going to her website, which is holistichealing.com. Check out the modalities. Any questions that you might have or any concerns that you might have, you have a week to get prepared. You can get on the phone with us here at Live on WNN 1470 AM and ask Christine those questions. I think it's important. A lot of people sit in fear. They don't want to make a motivation towards anything healthy because they're just used to being in the same rut. So,
and you know what else? It also sometimes after you've made that commitment so many times and you failed yourself so many times, you almost don't want to do it anymore. You know, you don't want to disappoint yourself anymore. And so people just, like you said, sit in their rut and just don't do anything.
I lived that way for 15 years. I know the deal. And you know something? We're going to go back to that important question about pain before we went to break. That pain that says we have pain, but we really don't have pain. Our brain tells us we have pain, but are we physically experiencing pain? Not all the time. So what can we do for the mental health aspect of that?
Well, I mean, there's so many different things that can be done. The way that we treat pain, for instance, in our pain track, we treat people with, EMDR is one aspect of it, so we're dealing with the psychological part of it. We do the acupuncture, the massage. We do Reiki with the client. Reiki is an energy healing. It helps with the clearing. It helps with balancing the chakras and so forth. They're getting hyperbaric therapy. So they're really getting such a varied mix of different therapies. They're also getting the amino acid D-phenylalanine, which is also the natural amino acid in the brain for pain. So we're really coming at it in a lot of different ways. And you brought up a good point about this sort of psychological part of it, and we sort of named it before we went on break. It's the pain cycle. It's that vicious pain cycle that if you don't treat all of those aspects, the psychological, the physical, the emotional, you're never going to get on top of it. You're never going to get rid of that pain cycle because aside from the tolerance part of it, you know, aside from them building up an actual physical tolerance to the pain medication, there's an emotional or psychological part of it, and you really hit the nail on the head with that, and it needs to be treated. It needs to be looked at.
And that being said, with all of the different holistic modalities, you can also start to weave into that somebody sitting down with a professional therapist or a psychotherapist to be able to deal with some of the core issues around that pain too, correct?
Absolutely.
So when you start to look at treating the whole body and treating all of the different modalities, you're doing each modality in pain for a specific reason to be able to help the person with the pain, but most importantly, to heal the body too, mind, body,
and
spirit.
Yeah, I've had clients who actually said to me, you know, after having been with us for, you know, about 5 weeks or so, saying to us, I'm so glad that I stuck with it. Again, this idea of commitment. I'm so glad that I stuck with it. I didn't think that I could feel this way. I didn't think that I could feel this good, ever. So it was, you know, grabbing onto a little bit of faith and just believing that they could feel better, even though they didn't think they could.
When you talk about proven holistic approaches, when we use that word, Christine, what does it mean
mm-hmm.
to you? What does it mean when I say we deal with proven holistic approaches? What does that mean to you?
Well, on the one hand, you could certainly take a poll of clients and ask them, you know, how they like the services they received and so forth. But more than that, we're involved in data collection for the National Institute for Holistic Studies, and they're doing actual research, evidence-based research on how these therapies help in the treatment of pain, how these therapies help in the treatment of addiction, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the daily collection of that data. So I'm proud to be a part of that. So when you say proven holistic therapies, that can mean many things, but we're on the way to evidence-based therapies. We're being able to prove with science this does this, this equals this. We're lucky in that we're involved with the treatment center, that we have a great number of people coming through all the time, that we have that ability to collect that kind of data.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hugely meaningful to be able to really prove through science,
evidence.
Yeah, it's evidence-based. This is the new way. This has to be. Even with holistic therapy, for a long time, it's always been out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, the frou-frou, the, you know, out there therapies, and this is a way to bring it into the mainstream, to show people this stuff really works.
Evidence-based, of course, proven holistic approaches means when we talk about that on this show, we're talking about evidence-based, and how do we find that evidence? Of course, we're at the end of our show. The evidence is found by bringing 100 or 200 or 1,000 or 2,000 people through a process, and it's the evidence is pure at the end that it is either working or it isn't. And they've been able to track for years what the evidence is, and the bottom line is that it's working, and it's evidence-based. If you want to find out that information, you can also give Christine a call at 305-919-7877 and find out more about how they are evidence-based. But most importantly, if you want to find out more about the modalities and what they're doing for our show next week, where Christine is going to take phone calls, you can go to holistichealing.com and find out more information. Christine, we're going to look forward to having you back next Wednesday, and we're going to take some great phone calls, I'm sure. And in the meantime, stay safe, be well, God bless, and thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show for today. I want to thank you for tuning in, and have a great day. We'll be back here tomorrow with, of course, Open Forum with myself, John Hollis. Thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about us and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Who is it?